Hi, my name's Natasha Carrick and I'm here with Mary Griffin, the Network Manager for Southwest. So Mary, can you tell us a little bit about your project around increasing recruitment in the Host Trust?
Thanks, Natasha. Well, essentially, we wanted to increase recruitment in our Host Trust because historically, recruitment had been quite poor compared to the rest of our portfolio. So we decided that this was a potential area for improvement and drafted a project plan around increasing recruitment in the Host Trust.
And around the approach, what exactly did you do at the Trust?
Well, I think in our heads we all had various reasons why we thought recruitment wasn't as high as it should have been. So at a team meeting we had a thought shower and we tried to list every possible reason why we thought recruitment wasn't as it should be. Tried to think of all the obstacles and challenges that we thought were a result in the Host Trust. Some of them, of course, weren't in our control, but we needed to acknowledge them anyway. And once we'd done that, we arranged the results into themes, and then we wrote the delivery plan around those themes, so how we were actually going to try and address the problems. Once we'd done that, we attributed some tasks to a Host Trust employed clinical studies officer. And then we asked them to go out, follow the delivery plan, engage with clinicians in the trust, and then write a reflection of how they were getting on and progress against the delivery plan.
And was it a success?
Well, we had 11 outcome measures as part of the project, and we only actually met 5 out of the 11. So in terms of paper, it wasn't a success, but for us it was because we doubled recruitment in the Host Trust for that year, or for that recruitment period of 6 months between April and May. And we had an increase in studies on the portfolio. So although we only met 5 of the 11 success measures, we still think it is a success. And some success measures that we didn't achieve within the life cycle of the project, we've made significant impact or are working towards achieving now.
And finally, what would you recommend to others if they're wanting to do a similar project?
Well, of course, this was a huge learning curve for us. We were all naive to project management. So some of the things that I thought we would probably do differently would be next time we would have a dedicated resource for the project. And we would definitely have a dedicated lead within the R&D department to drive the project from the top down. We would definitely have less outcome measures. As I've mentioned before, we only had we had 11, and I think we could have reduced those to less than 5. And in line with that, I think we should have reduced the activities in our delivery plan and perhaps concentrated on one area at a time. There are a few other sort of things to learn from the project as we went through, but essentially we really need support from the communications department to help advertise the project and what we're trying to achieve. And definitely having regular meetings and keeping up to date. And I think really just make sure that we have adverts on our trust intranet to make sure that our projects have as high priority as possible. And there are lots of other things we'd probably do differently, but I think they are the key elements.
Thanks very much, Mary.